On the show today, we have Mr. Tim McAlpine and Mr. Matt Davis from CU Water Cooler giving us a quick preview on their how-to conference coming up this summer in Madison, Wisconsin. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. We're in a little bit different venue today than the normal studio lounge, virtual studio that is. But we're actually at the CUNA Marketing Business Development Council Conference here in San Francisco. But we have two of our favorite recurring guests, and they're in a different place as well. You guys, let me introduce you first. It's Tim Davis and Matt McAlpine from Currency Marketing and Gamify. No, it's actually Tim McAlpine and Matt Davis. Everybody knows you guys. Goodness gracious! But you guys are at South by Southwest this week and having an amazing time. So congrats and welcome.
Thank you. You know, when it's still winter weather in Wisconsin, I'll take any
excuse. You're staying.
You're staying
in Austin.
My annual nerd vacation. It's sort of a 5-day conference. I get away once a year, come to Austin, and it's a bit like a crystal ball, really, of what's to come and what the future holds, along with a whole bunch of just incredible experiences.
And the credit union connection you guys can get at South by South. It's not like a direct connection, but very indirect. And the things that you can learn there and take away and take back and bring back to this industry must be invaluable. I mean, can you provide us with maybe a couple of takeaways that you guys have learned there besides the star power that you guys have experienced there this week?
Well, I'd say first, you know, I've been to this for several years as well, not as many as Tim, but what I kind of sense is the things that we're talking about in credit unions are typically things that were talked about here 3, 4, 5 years before. I think it's getting better. I think credit unions are doing a better job of paying attention and being aware of it, but it really is. Crystal ball is a really good way of saying it. Mm-hmm. It seems to me, and Tim will have maybe a different take, it seems like there's a lot of talk about artificial intelligence. A lot of talk about augmented reality.
Okay.
And then a lot of talk about the responsibility of firms that are involved in today's, whether it be social platforms or artificial intelligence. You know, we built these amazing platforms and have transformed the way people connect with one another. But we've also in some ways hurt human interaction and in some ways that have made society a little bit worse in the way these technologies have changed our lives. And so I think there's a lot of talk about that philosophically, what's going on. But the computing power and the way people are thinking about things, it's really augmented reality, artificial intelligence. And the other thing I should probably say, Tim's better at this topic than I am, is cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So maybe talk about your...
Let's hear about crypto. Yeah.
Saw one session on how Ethereum will change the world from one of the founding developers of that platform. Interestingly, he didn't see it as a cryptocurrency, as more of a platform to build applications on top of.
Okay.
And so from my point of view, I got involved with cryptocurrency this year after going to one conference after another with Charlie Brown's teacher talking about wah, 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 and thinking, okay, if this is truly the future of money, I think it's incumbent on me to at least dabble in it. And my company's got currency in its name. I better do something. So that was interesting to see some of the takes on that. And I would say it's incumbent upon all of us to at least have an understanding of it. And so when you think of the Ethereum platform specifically, so there's Bitcoin that we all know of, but then Ethereum's kind of the number two.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, there's been hundreds of applications built. And so it's a means from a fintech standpoint, just to kind of dig in and understand it. It's a bit still abstract, but that was good to see. Other themes that I saw was there's certainly a lot of talk about the impact of fake news and things that are happening on the platform and just the trust factor. Yeah. And I think from a credit union standpoint, it is so difficult now to gain trust online and everybody's very skeptical. So that the need for authenticity and transparency and those themes, I think, are loud and clear here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the theme that I see every year, and I think it's always a good thing to remind ourselves and credit unions about, is there is so much talent out there. And so if you're not hiring the best and the brightest, you really are setting yourself back. And so, mm-hmm. you know, credit union is not only looking for the best and brightest to be employees, but the best and the brightest companies to, you know, hitch your wagon to. And you know, I'm not saying you're going to pick the winner every time or the right horse, but there's so many amazing companies doing so many amazing things to make people's lives better, to use data in a more interesting way. And we really have to do a better job just system-wide of keeping our eyes and ears open to these types of things.
No doubt.
Yeah, many years, Capital One has been a title sponsor of this conference.
Oh.
Right? They're used from a brand awareness, but a talent recruitment. They've mm-hmm. got all sorts of sessions and guest speakers themselves in their own house mm-hmm. that's been set up for this. And yeah, I think from a future leader standpoint, credit union employees should attend this at least once.
I agree.
You know, it's available. It's annual, and it's amazing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I was going to say, for pie in the sky, if Capital, look, it can't be cheap to sponsor this thing, but like, how cool if it was like America's credit unions or world's credit unions mm-hmm. were sponsoring this to open these companies' eyes. Oh, I didn't know we could build stuff for credit unions, or what is this credit union thing all about? That's an opportunity. It's a pie in the sky, but pretty cool idea, right?
Mm-hmm. To put it in perspective, it's a just over 10-day conference. There's a film, interactive, and music component to it. We're here with the Platinum Badge for Interactive, which gets us into some other stuff. Like, we actually went to a session yesterday with Elon Musk, which was a surprise pop-up session, which was just amazing. And then we went to a movie last night, the premiere of Ready Player One, worldwide premiere, and Steven Spielberg talked before and after the film.
Oh, gosh,
which
you got
really
it.
Person. So on top of learning, there's also these other opportunities.
Yeah.
But to put it in perspective, there's about 200,000 people over those 10 days that attend. So it's very much the size of San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing experience.
I bet, yeah. And I agree with you that credit unions should go and check this place out. I mean, I'm also thinking, is there a SoFi presence there? Because there was I know that they're advertising at X Games. So I'm just wondering if Capital One is there, and I would wonder, like, SoFi would be another one that would be there.
We bumped into it, but there's going to be attendees here from all the fintech startups.
Well, and shout out to Velocity Credit Union in Austin. They've got all the ATMs around the convention.
Oh, wow.
Velocity Credit Union one, so it's nice to see a little bit of representation.
Okay. All right.
And then even from a conference production standpoint, I always come to see what's new in that business, because Matt and I do a conference on an annual basis and so many ideas from South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm. And that's
inspired.
Yes,
right?
Lifted, inspired. Been influenced by, inspired
by. Do you want 200,000 people coming to your conference?
Not so much.
No. Yeah, but it is interesting. Like, you know, when I first came here, I can't remember how long it's been since I went to my first one. They were really heavy on these panels where you have three or four experts on a panel.
Yeah.
And it's always good because they had really good, talented people there. But the conversation was usually only as good as the moderator.
Right.
And to go on top of that, it also, when you have four people on a stage together, it's really hard to, like, you feel
it's
like you should separate the time evenly, even if that means interrupting the right conversation. And so what I've noticed, certainly a trend, and Tim and I were talking about this last night, is a movement away from those panels. And there's been a lot of one-on-one conversations, or one person on the stage talking,
mm-hmm.
or one person on the stage talking and then sitting down with a person one-on-one. And I know that might not be interesting to a lot of your listeners, but for those that are involved in hosting events, leagues, and CUNA and Qs and whomever else,
mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting thing to think about. Is it doesn't matter if you have the four smartest or best presenters in the world on a panel. It's about what's creating the best experience for attendees, and it's not always a panel conversation. Right?
Yeah, because you want to get the most, especially if you have somebody super talented up there, and even like an Elon Musk. You don't want Elon Musk on a panel. You want him by himself.
Yes, yes. And you need a gifted interviewer, mm-hmm. if it is an interviewer, someone who knows when to ask the right questions, but mostly someone who knows to shut up, right?
Yep,
and just let Elon Musk is the star of the show, let him talk.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm just going to shut up now, guys, and let you guys just keep going, because you guys are the star of the show.
No, we're not Elon Musk.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, but that's a great segue into your conference. the Seawater Cooler conference. I mean, well, now it's called the How To Conference, right?
Yeah, so we've been doing our Seawater Cooler conference in one form or another for 7 different years. This is our 8th annual.
Wow.
And
time
last
flies.
Year, called it Disruption by Seawater Cooler, and this year we're calling it How To Conference by Seawater Cooler.
Why How To? Why?
Last year we talked about a lot of the disruptive things happening, mm-hmm. and this year we're kind of moving to more practical and just really trying to get across how do you deal with all
right,
this.
Right.
One thing we found over the years is I think the people that know us and have known us for years, they know what the Seawater Cooler Symposium is all about,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And so it doesn't have to be much more descriptive. But what we're finding more and more is that these employees are going to their CEOs or whomever, and they're saying, hey, I want to go to this conference. Well, what's it about? It's a seawater cooler. event. Well, what does that mean? Oh, we talk about the topics that are the most important for. Yeah, but what topics, right?
Yeah.
And so what we've thought for the last 2 years anyway, it's important to talk about, you know, what is it that is most important specifically. And for us, this is an event that we're really trying to find people that hands-on will say, here's how you do fill in a blank, right? Mm-hmm. And so whether it's, you know, understanding diversity in your organization, how to actually create that sort of thing, to how you actually make decisions when you don't have full information, right? And so we're really taking kind of the theoretical and saying, all right, here's how you actually do something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So each year you guys have this stellar keynote speaker that you guys just really pull out of a hat. And so who is it going to be this year, or do you want to reveal it so soon? Or
yeah, absolutely. So that South by Southwest connection last year was I saw one of my best talks a couple years ago and approached one of the keynote speakers, Douglas Rushkoff, and he had a bit of a credit union connection because he believed in this co-op model and coerced him into speaking.
Yeah.
And so that was just shooting for the moon, and we awesome. Achieved it. So this year wanted something equally as great. And
so you got Elon. So you got Elon Musk, right?
Well,
you did.
but we found Elizabeth Dunn. She is a professor at the University of British Columbia in my neck of the woods.
Nice.
And she wrote a book along with a professor from Harvard called Happy Money, which is really all about how people can achieve a happy, fulfilled life and what the role money plays in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think from a credit union's perspective, it'll give insight into what their members are thinking and feeling and how to better serve them. But also from a staff point of view, how can you create happier staff?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really interesting start, I think.
Well, I think it's really important, and it's been fascinating to see this event here, South by Southwest, people talking about, you know, startups are starting to figure out that making the most money is not necessarily the most success, right? Like
mm-hmm.
there's other things that, how can we improve society? How can we pull people up? And, you know, I think if we as credit unions are only encouraging people to accumulate assets or borrow at a lower rate, mm-hmm. we're missing the boat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we actually use money as a lever to improve your life? You know, and improving your life doesn't mean all the time that it's just getting more money, right?
Right.
How are you using that money to fulfill yourself or your family?
Well,
money
is a tool, you know, basically. That's how I see it. It's a tool to help you do things or help other people do things, that type of thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Tim did a really cool thing. So last year with Douglas Rushkoff, we were lucky enough to get a copy of his book for everybody, and he did a really good job with Elizabeth and said, hey, this what you've done around happy money is really important for our attendees. And so we've got a book for every attendee, Happy Money.
Wow.
And so it's really exciting. So not only will we be able to see her talk, we'll actually be able to bring something home and hopefully for the credit union to improve things.
Right on. What other things are you doing different this year for the show? Because I remember last year you did, it was a Pecha Pahu, I keep on thinking Machu Picchu, but it's
Pechacucha.
Pechacucha, I'm sorry, Gesundheit.
We're doing that again.
Okay, good. I like that a lot.
There will be 2 blocks, one on each day. And these are 20 slides times 20 seconds equals 6 minutes and 40-second talks. And so we are currently recruiting speakers for that. Anybody who wants to attend and they think they've got something to say can apply to do one of these talks. And we'll have 8. So 4 on day 1, 4 on day 2. The deadline for that is March 31st. And we'll select these 8 speakers, and they get a free ticket to the event.
And we've had some, phenomenal, like headliner applicants.
Yeah,
which is
it's been surprising.
Really
nice.
Well, I mean, if you want a way to hit it out of the park, if you want an example or a template, look at Ronaldo Hardy's from last year. Because I saw him at GAC, and I was like, dude, you're my hero because you just knocked it out of the park.
There was this other one. It was done by what was his name? Mike Lawson.
I didn't do that. No way.
You were a terrific speaker. You know,
well,
one
you.
Of the things that we learned last year, we moved the event to Madison, Wisconsin, which is where I live. And not only is it a great city, but the location we found was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So it's a place called the Majestic Theater.
Double thumbs up.
And it's built for concerts, and so the audio is terrific, the lighting is terrific, the seating is set up. So we're all in this together. We're watching general session after general session, and so it really does feel like a TED Talks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we love that model. You know, who knows what will happen in 2019 and beyond, but it's really nice having 2 years back-to-back at the same place where we kind of – the AV we've got under control and the lighting.
Yeah.
And again, the location is phenomenal, of course.
And like you said, Madison is such a cool, I mean, I don't want to call it a cool little town, but there's something really intimate about it. I mean, that was my first time there last year. I went, wow, if it wasn't so dang cold in the wintertime, I would go there and live, man. It's really common. I'm a wimpy Southern California boy. So
it's beautiful weather on June 12th and 13th.
It scored last year too.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a cheat sheet here, and I'll tell you about some of the other speakers. We've got How to Build an Engaged Board. We've got a board member from Purdue Federal Credit Union, Christina Farmas, coming. We've got How to Speak to Any Audience with Michael Hudson.
All right.
Who's a terrific presenter, and he also has a podcast series teaching speakers how to be better speakers.
Oh.
And so it's actually got to be intimidating for him to be a speaker coach
really?
And speak in front of an audience. So that's pretty tough. But I'll back up a little bit. This board member presentation, here's a female board member, young board member at a very large, successful credit union,
mm-hmm.
and just telling the story about not only how she got involved, but also, you know, how can you at your credit union?
Yeah.
And the how-to is really important, right?
Yeah.
How can you build a more diverse board? Not just diversity in the ways that kind of instantly come to mind, but how do we actually get the right thoughts into a room so we make the right decisions,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
How do we better reflect the audiences that we're trying to serve?
Yeah, and speaking with Christina, was telling me about a really interesting onboarding process that they put in place at Purdue, so I'm curious mm-hmm. on that. She'll be talking about that as well.
Right on. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Who else?
How to improve your local online brand reputation with Alex Gekas-Selby.
Gekas.
Yes.
Gekas. She was right across the hall from me over here. She's awesome.
Tell her we said hi.
Okay.
Cool.
I will.
And one of my secrets is I have used CU Broadcast to kind of comb through and recruit speakers. You've got the biggest Rolodex in credit unions, so some of the folks that are in the industry, but we also look for folks outside the industry as well.
Yeah,
so
like that.
We've got a local Madison person from an international design firm, Stephanie Narvaez.
And Stephanie's, it's really interesting how things work. So I did some work with her, well, at least our firm, at Filene many, many years ago. So she's really kind of one of the pioneers in design thinking. And so her talk's really going to be about that, is how do you use kind of empathy and how do you use some tools and tricks to actually make sure that you're making decisions in a way that account for things that you can't know, that's
mm-hmm.
Unknowable. So how do you use instant feedback from audiences, right,
mm-hmm.
to really create the right decision?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Pecha Kucha and Ronaldo Hardy, he did such an amazing job last year. Now that we're bringing him back and giving him 20 minutes to speak, or
good.
Full session,
good for you guys.
And he's going to dig a little deeper, and he's speaking on how to build an inclusive and dynamic culture.
Nice.
And then that's day one. Day two, we've got a really great speaker, if you want to talk about that one.
Diana Dykstra.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The happiest person on planet Earth. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
she's going to be great.
There in California with you.
And
she's one of those people that, you know, I've now been in the business for a long time, but she's someone I've always looked up to. And, you know, I originally reached out to her about how to, right, the theme is how to,
mm-hmm.
how to get things done from a political advocacy standpoint when things are hard to get
mm-hmm.
done, right? So especially in today's climate.
No doubt.
I called her and I asked her, and we had this amazing conversation, and it was really, I said, Diana, you know, you've done so many amazing things, right? It's like, maybe we should talk more like how to make an impact, right? Like, she's basically helped form CU Direct. She was a league president of the Nevada California Leagues. She's been a CEO of a credit union, right? So she's done so many amazing things. She's created a member loyalty program, you know, or at least been part of that. Mm-hmm. So how can we just talk about how to make an impact, how to understand what people want, how to make that stuff happen? Yeah. And so I'm really excited about her talking about getting things done when they're hard to get done.
That's awesome. And it's nice to have somebody of that caliber too, you know, at your show. Is, oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
Straight.
Amanda Thomas McMean, she'll be speaking. Yeah, how to save small credit unions and why that's important. So her firm, they deal with credit unions 100 million in assets and under, and it's built a real specialty in that.
When she's, and what's cool about her, and it goes along with the theme of the event, this isn't someone who's read a textbook or just came out of college and, you know, learned how to, she's spent her career at small credit unions, mm-hmm. making them successful. Yep. And now her consulting firm is doing exactly that. So this is someone who knows what they're doing. Oh, yeah. And it's be really helpful for our attendees.
I agree.
And we've got a heavy hitter in the credit union world, Mark Seabright.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love Mark.
Yeah. How to chart the future of financial services technology. So from a fintech standpoint, kind of that crystal ball, what's coming up, how do we work with it? I think what is really important is to talk about how do we, as credit unions, work with fintech startups.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to dig into that with him. And really kind of, because that seems to be the way of the future, right? We're not going to invent all the technology ourselves, but we've got to participate. And so that one's pretty exciting.
And the next session is from James Robert Lay. He's the one who's pretty well known in credit unions. And it's really about the five most deadly digital marketing mistakes. And I love that he's talking about mistakes, you know. But we have this tremendous opportunity to up our game in our digital presence. And he's really going to get to the heart of that.
Right. And he's actually going to be my next interview here right after you guys. So he's on his way here right now from the airport. So cool. Nice connection there, Matt.
Mike Higgins, he's someone who Matt has worked with. He'll be speaking on how to make an impact and a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And really the topic there is really all about, look, you have to, if there's no margin, there's no mission. So you've got to be sound enough financially that you're making money, but to what extent, right? And so for credit unions, our business model is different fundamentally than banks. And so what is too much extraction from members? Mm-hmm. What is too much profit?
Yeah.
And what's not enough profit? And so that's really always been his take on the world, and it's the right take in my view. But he's really talking about that. How to make an impact? How to make the right impact? David.
Oh, yeah. David Klavitter. Again, we're recruiting from our Pechacucha speakers of the past. He did a fantastic job at a previous event. So he's going to talk specifically about how to build strong bonds with members. And they've done some really interesting things at Dupaco Community Credit Union in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll dig into that a little bit deeper as well. So,
and as a side note to that, you mentioned Pechacucha. He probably did the best job I've ever seen of a credit union employee talking about the history and the purpose of their credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know we have some available still on our site, but if you'll look for his video, the Pechacucha video from David Klavitter, it is a master class in how you tell the story of your credit union.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll put that in the show notes.
And then we're going to get some of the actual audience members up on stage to talk about how do you do things. And
oh, so really?
We'll wrap up with that as our final session.
Oh, cool.
So
it's really going to be a tactical thing, right? And we hope there's pages and pages of notes or iPad after iPad, a megabyte worth of notes where people can go back and they say, well, what'd you learn? And they say, well, where do I start?
Yeah.
And that's really what we're looking for this year.
So I want to kind of wrap up with what we talked about at the top of the show, not South by Southwest, but what, because I tell people about this, your conference all the time, and trying to explain it, and you know, it's really kind of a deep dive into credit unions and how we can operate better, and just and taking it from so many different angles. And what would be kind of, is there kind of a standard explanation that you tell people about your conference, and how would somebody explain it to their CEO? Say, hey, I want to go to this conference, and the CEO goes, well, what's it all about? You know, the type of thing. What would this person tell their CEO? Say, hey, I want to go to this thing.
Over to you, Matt.
I'd say, boss, I want to be a better leader. I want to be a better thinker, and I want to know what I need to know 5 years from now for us to be successful. That's it.
Okay.
And you know, I think that's why Tim and I come to South by Southwest. First of all, holy smokes, Elon Musk, Steven Spielberg. You would not believe the people that we've seen in the last few days. But it's also about knowing what's on the cutting edge, what do we need to be eyes open on, what organizations do we need to sort of be paying attention to. I want people to come to our event and feel smarter because of it, more productive, and more encouraged to be part of credit unions. If we accomplish that, we're doing what we're trying to
Yeah, I think that last point of really getting reinvigorated, refired up to go back and make a difference is what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a straight-up marketing conference. Nope. It's not a technology conference. It's not a human resources conference. It's kind of everything that is applicable.
Mm-hmm.
We get a real mix from I think there were 24 CEOs there last year, which was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
More than 50% were from the VP level or higher. But then we get a lot of managers, directors, mm-hmm. representatives, even board members.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real mix. And so we have a capacity in the Majestic Theater of 180. We totally sold out last year, and we expect to do the same this year.
Yep.
So we are currently right around 90 days out. So we've got 3 months. And I would highly encourage folks to get involved. seawatercooler.com for more information, and it does a better job of really encapsulating what it is, and you'll see the full agenda, the speakers, a lot of great quotes from past attendees, mm-hmm. and just get involved.
And it's a place that, I mean, from my perspective, I'm sorry to interrupt, Matt, from my perspective, you will have some of the most interesting conversations you will ever have, and that's not even counting what occurs on stage. Even kind of doing the after-hour stuff or even at lunch or whatever. I mean, it's just the brain power that's there, the networking and stuff that's there. You'll have some super interesting conversations as well.
Well, I'd go on top of that also and say the purity of motives is what's exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there is there because they love credit unions. And I'm not saying that's not always the case, but let's face facts, it's not always the case, right? You got people, it's just this is a job, or my boss told me I was supposed to be here, or whatever. These are people who love credit unions, crave becoming better, smarter, and more productive, and really, really excited about improving consumers' lives through credit unions.
Indeed.
And you see it with everybody you see. There's a labor of love for Tim and I. All right, we do this because we think it's needed,
yep.
and we'll keep doing it as long as we think it's needed.
And you guys have it wired too, man. You guys have it down pat. It's a really good show. So. One of my favorites of the year, for sure. All right, guys. Well, anything else? Any final words of wisdom to wrap up, gentlemen?
No, thank you so much for your support over the years. We really appreciate CU Broadcast.
You're welcome.
Thanks for helping us spread the word.
You got it, man. My pleasure. All right, you guys have some fun at South by Southwest. I don't want to see you on any police reports or anything like that.
Too late for that, Tim.
Sorry. On the next episode of Cops, Tim McAlpine. No, we won't go there. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well done.